Sure, your test in Ela Treif is continued by the Rosh Yeshiva, Hei Eor, Hei Tov, Shem Mem Vav, May 14th, 1986, on Wednesday, continued.
So, when does the day become Tzemkeh? If you sell up in Tzemkeh, words come out from the day is called. How if it is managed in Tzemkeh, nothing is more. But managed in Tzemkeh, the price says to sell up. So, suppose it's Chatzila exactly an Isa, not in Mashimot and an Isa, but exactly an Isa. So, is it Kshevo or it's not Kshevo? So he says, Kiyisea Kiyesa, if it was cut out from the trachea of the baby, exactly the size of Nisea, so then it's not Kshevo. So even though the Mishnah uses the expression, Atkano Tehsa, and Bichiro, so Akis, or Talki, so it's Agroya Bechal. Because if it's in Isam Tzumtzen, then it's over the Tzumtzen. So it's Agroya Bechal. Our Mekasov Aran Achmen, Agroya Bechal. But I think that pretty much I have a couple times of questions. Oh, so in Ace of the Aran Achmen, there is a Mishnah in Kaylee. Hello, I ate in Namato. I'll come to your talking to if you have a bed, it wasn't like a bed today. Some beds, I also remember these beds. When I was young, so that's the kind of beds that we had in York. So you had a metal frame, and then you had holes in the metal frame, and then you had string, and the strings were pulled, from one hole to the other hole, and then you put a mattress on anything, and then something soft, and those ropes. So if a string that hangs down from the bed, let's say it's a long string, so you pull the string, here is one side of the bed, here is the other side, there is a hole here, and you pull the string from this hole to that hole. And then, after winding it through all the holes, in the middle there is a little piece that hangs down, that hangs out. And suppose the middle is the cavity. Is that piece of heather that hangs out after being pulled through all the copying also the cavity? Is it considered as part of the middle? Or is it it's an extra thing? It's not obvious when you can go off because it already did its function, the heather. And this is an extra piece, so it's not part of the mitzvah. So how are you eating a mitzvah? At hamishot fochim to. So in other words, if it's a small piece that hangs out, let's say this is the chera, and this is put toward the cover, and then a little piece like that from the chera hangs down. So if it is very small, so it's ignored. As if it didn't exist. So maybe if it is ignored, it has no significance, it cannot be used for anything, so then we don't recognize it as part of the mitzvah. So, because it cannot fulfill any function. So maybe, since we don't recognize it, kill a human entity. If is non-entity, so he will be told in Kabbalah's Bunei, but this piece of Hebel we know. The best miracle, how come? Up to here it's evil, up to here it's hard to meet up. This piece is just, you know, an appendix that has no, it has no function. So it's not totally double mito. So maybe the mito became tame, but this piece of feather is not. What is considered as a meaning of the feather, and it's recognized as a non-entity, if it is less than Tzvitzvah, a feather is a mito ad chamisha tzvah. Ad chamisha tzvah in tov, that's the Rashi. חבר הייתי לך, שמיסה ארבע, כל המיטו נשמע חבר מיטו ומיטו, עד לתפוח מיטו יהיה קוטנו, ולמרוא ולדום, תלכו להבן המיטו, ומתפס המיטו תהיו, סומי לב, חמישו, כלומר, to suppose the peace that hangs down is exactly five tfoch. So, since it says, עד חמישו תפוח מיטו יהיה, that Hamisha Tfochen exactly is also Torah. So that means at the other half. So he says, Mayla Hamisha Kolmato, Lui Hamisha Kolmato. So that means at the Lui Abdecha, as our Nachmises. Mayla Hamisha Kolmato, 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 why is it a bigger piece? If it's five Tfochen or more, so then, it is stomach, the answer is, because if it's less than 5 Tfochim, it can't fulfill any function. But if it is 5 Tfochim or more, then it fulfills to it, it is an appendix of the meter, but it can fulfill a function. You'll be able to tie an animal to that hangout of the hair. So when I use them, you can sometimes say, the Chalishma saw Tommy, the Bokish in the Sapsori, Zechon Pesach Yitzchani, the Chsiv Yisrochan Ba-Beitzin, the Chsiv Yorchan in the Shmeres, the Ben Yishal Shal in the Samito, the Ben Yishal Shal in the Samito. So, so since it can fulfill the function, even though it does not fulfill the function of the meter itself, because it's not used in stretching out and filling up the holes that the cotton of the meter, but it fulfills the function to be a behemoth, a deer, you know, a goat, as we have been talking, some melee, cannot ignore. As long as it fulfills the function, so it's not a mere appendix, a useless appendix. It's a useful appendix. So in Melee, you cannot ignore it, and in the Mito of the Kabbalah's Tumei, this useful appendix is also found up to 10 foot. But suppose the hangout, the piece of oak that hangs out is more than 4, it's 11 Tfochim, 12 Tfochim, 12 Tfochim, then not only does it help, can fulfill a function, then the usual thing is the one who, the owner of the house and the bed, he's not going to let it stay on that. It's a big piece of oak. You can use it, you know, in wrapping a package as luggage. So you cut it off. So it's immediately cuttings. If it's immediately cuttings, so it's considered as a separate entity. So maybe, as if it was already mixed up. So maybe you know the bed of the Kabbalah spoon egg, but this is something external to the bed, even though it still was not cut off, because it's immediately cut. Parasolatomic Rashima saw a good story, Nis and Darwish, Rain in the cottage, the heavenly Nath and the Tabu Tumbe, the Tabu Law of Nino, Nisar Shabbos, Nisar Shabbos. So my love, suppose it is exactly 10 tochim, I saw from my daughter, I saw from my own, I do it at the bar, tush, and that is a little chalice, hey, we have to see him, we see him, yes, we shall be missing of him, she will go and your day, see her spoken, but here I that is a little chalice, the chalice that is, hey, we have to see him, when she say him, yes, we shall be missing of him, when she not me, nothing to know, we see her spoken, when she is good, we shall, come to the same, she will be missing of him,
So
Even if the original cut was very large, it had the size it could be filled up with half a look of water, and then it broke, and the fragment is only large enough to be filled up with enough oil to anoint the groove of the cut of an infant. So, as long as the original caliph, when it was intact, was less than a look, so then a fragment in the size of Kedisichas Kotlin is considered a semi-lachmoshim. But suppose that the original earthenware cup caliph was very gigantic when it was intact, so you could fill it up with 2 gallons of water. And now a fragment broke up. That fragment can be filled up with oil enough to anoint the roof of the infant, then it's not considered a semi machmash. So it says, the Mishnah says, Hadakesh Pilchas in Kashkut, saying, Yeshish in Kashkotin, one in the Sikhaskotin, the Abu. In other words, the shield in Sikhaskotin for the fragment applies to a kele that was not larger than the rook. But if the kele was larger than the rook, and then a fragment broke up that is large enough to be filled up with oil to the cotton, so it's not considered as isen malach or shelo, and it's not a kavutune. So it says the adluk only the original kele when it was intact and broken was adluk. Suppose the original kele was exactly adluk, and then it fragment broke off, and it has it's large enough to be filled up with oil that is necessary for anointing the group of the cotton. Is it incumbent or not? So it depends whether we interpret the expression ad the adichal or ad the adichal. My love, look in the matter, ad look. So that we suppose the original intact kele and the working kele had exactly look, exactly not in mashu of the look. So then it's considered kilimato. So if the fragment that broke off has kilisichas cotton, it's still not a kule. So that would mean that adriad is the cloud. So the Gemara says, no, you can buy it all because adriad will buy it. Adriad shields and pinche came, so it was on the ladu, and it was on the isabu. Then the Mishnah continues. Suppose the original unbroken kele is so large that it contains more than look. Up to the soft. And then a fragment broke off. And if the fragment is large enough to be filled up with gold, the Kedisichas Kotlin is not because it's not considered a sitting machmor shema. But suppose the fragment is large enough to be filled up with a piece of water, so then it's considered a sitting machmor shema. If the original kele was looked at so, might suppose the original kele is so, exactly. My love, soccer, matter, or your soccer, matter. Again, you look at soft in churches for the incident. In Chinese church, we say, at so, she or shroud, the least I look, soccer, matter, because at the art, y al duer de Juan, Soglo Mayo. Tosh, so much sign, suppose the original Anglican cable was so large that you could fill it up with more than a so up to society, so he had so and before, so and for fifths, so and five, six, and so on, up to society. So then, when a fragment takes off, so it's considered to be missing after the machine, or only it is large enough to be filled up with a hotty loop of water that's truly needed. My love, society matter, when society matter, that tiny loop matter, society matter, society matter. So we do not say that is Kilimato. So the crisis in the favor is Lord is Kilimato. In other words, if the original Ambo here had exactly the sight of Lord, so then if a fragment breaks off and the fragment has the size of the Sikha's cotton, so it's become a tumor. So that means that as we are the cloud, so now we know it's another thing. Hosom tumor. In other words, that sometimes, because sometimes I is at the cloud and sometimes I is tumor, we call it that. If by saying, at the cloud, we are not here, so then we say, at the cloud. If by saying at the other cloud we are major, so then we say at we are. So we are by saying at the other cloud we are major, and by saying at we are the cloud we will be not here, so then we say at we are. Or the social is also a formula at social is a formula, so the balance is the cover. Sein Normalo, die Schild vor, für das Kind, für das Kind zu schauen, war keine Intimato. Aber mit Hula hat er gesagt, was um die Hunde, und ich schon noch am Kind, Hula hat er gesagt, das sind um die Hunde. Und war immer noch nicht vor, um die Schild und Sitte. Because over there, by saying, hat er gesagt, so even a smaller fragment is capable of being become a Hunde. By saying Abba the Cloud. So, Abba the Cloud, it's a little Nachman, Yaram Lindwad, the Cloud, Abba Kule, Lach Shure, Dashna the Nachman, the Kule, the Tome, Ad, Zilbin Chumbe, Viyad, Yad the Cloud, Kule, the Eme, Ad, Ule, Ad the Cloud. So there's the Cloud. In other words, whenever the Abba the Cloud is a Chumbe, then we say Abba the Cloud. Whenever the Abba the Cloud is a Chumbe, is a problem, we say, at the Lord of the Cloud. Now, in respect to Lisa, who is Talmud. So, the Mishnah says, at Kamok Shelo, at Lisa, at Talmud. So, by saying at the Lord of the Cloud, then it will be major. If we say at the Lord of the Cloud, so if it's cut out from the Tvekia, a piece exactly the size of the Nisa exactly. So if we say it's Kshelot, so it will be Kule. So by saying that we have the cloud, so then it will be transferred. So we say that we have the cloud. But over there, so the Chumri is in the other direction. So we say that we have the cloud. Yomar, so also the Chumri. Yomar, So Ad has to be interpreted in Lichumre. Mashiach, there is one exception. When the Mishnah says Nide, that a Keseman Beget, so is the story here. Why? Because it's attributed to Ichino, so that was the comment. So actually, so the question is, suppose it's exactly Greece. Exactly to Greece, then it's not Torah. It's not Torah. So then it's not Torah. But then we say no, it's lucky. Because someone is our culture, definition of the classic. Wow, there is no Sfarad, but that's the way. That's the way the Chachamim use the expression. Yikarat Chol is Chol. Omar Rabbi, Ashim, Ore, Loi Shomelo, Yitam. Avon, Yikar, Rei, Rei. Only if this was for hours, then it's Chol. But if it was perforated, so then it's Chol. Was it Rabbi Ishtar, Rabbi Ishtar, Rabbi Ishtar, Rabbi Ishtar, that's in connection. In other words, there is a loche of the Pentakwe, is Nita Vishvita Sine. So, let's say, if you shut the game, and then you find the love in the air, so then even though you did not perform Shvita, and the Uber, so it's Mutabachile, with the icing, you can kill it, and you can kill it with the coupets, because then Kakuya is in the Shesir. And the Rabbonon, if it already made the footsteps on the ground, so then you're not allowed, you know, to kill it, because there is a Mutabachile island. People see, you know, a cat is jumping around already, and you kill it with the hammer and you eat it. So what do you say? You're allowed to eat at the aim of that way. So, because of Marasai, if it already stepped on the ground, if the blood already stepped on the ground, you're not allowed, then you have to shout. But until it stepped on the ground, so you need a rabbon, you're allowed to kill it, and to shecht it. So not only are you allowed to pull out the whole fetus and eat it without shechting, but you can cut off a foreleg of the cat, of the fetus, or a hind leg of the fetus, and eat it. Because it's considered like a human, as if she can be realized in it. So him take me rushing now. Would there be a delay? And if you cut off a name of the fetus inside the uterus of the mother of the brain, was wish it all, so it's not about delay. And there is no misery of Nachai or Kosan Nachai, because it's not a specimen. But suppose you cut out from the mother. You cut out. Suppose you cut off the spleen or the kidney of the brain and you leave it inside, the function. You cut off the spleen and he pushes his hand into the inside of the brain and before shrinking, he cuts off the spleen or the kidney and then he shafts the brain. So then he's not allowed to eat the spleen that he cut off from the behemoth before the shrieking, even though it was left inside until after the shrieking. Because that's even Nahai. So even though it was left inside the behemoth, and then Moshiach and behemoth, so don't say it's not even Nahai. Because that's all. It was, at the time of shrieking, it was inside the behemoth. So, at home, not when it's just about here, so it's even a high. So it's mashma that if you cut off a piece of the tongue of the spleen and you left it inside, And then he shot the mother, so then the priest of Shalom, which was Mahir, he was Mahal, was Mahir, was Mahal. But the rest of the day, so it's Mutarach. But if you say that Nikah is Eker, so the Makshin, so at least I only assume that the Knechtach is also Eker. The Knechtach, a Nikzas is also Eker. How the Rima would feel Shari, so it's a Kashi, again it's Kavadire. Now let's hear Rashi. unless you have to have Abdure, but we don't have the life of Abdure, it's a lot that Nikaba at whom is trying. When we say that Allah is not like Rabbi, what does Rabbi say? Nikatahu is Taipe. So we say that Allah is not like Rabbi, that Nikatahu is Sheva. But when we say that Nikatahu is Sheva, Allah be Kunche. In the deep portion of the spring, because there is the thin, the relatively thin portion of the spring, and the relatively thick portion of the spring. So when we say, let's see, the Nika Patron is not for only if the thin portion of the spring was present. But if the thick portion of the stream was perforated, then it strengthened. The Kunche Bisunka Yud and Milo. The thick portion is at the bottom, and the thick portion is on top. The Yid is tired. Suppose it is Nika, but in the thickness of the data is clear. So the main detect and the Maha did not go through the data. And there is enough thickness, like the thickness of the dinner. So if there is enough thickness, like the thickness of the dinner, then it's kshiro, even if the perforation takes place in the thick portion of the spring. A negative perforation in the ray in any part of the ray, any part of the ray, any negative is matzik, but in the kulye, it's not matzik. Shall I make it possible to ray because of the kulye? The coach can make it because of the ray is kosher of the kulye. Master of Tanakhune, who told the wound, that he knew the way. Question of A, suppose the way has passed, has passed, and if the kidney has passed, so his faith, who passed, he could be, that he might be sucking, he shame off and off. So Rashi says that he doesn't understand. Let's see that. Because we did the acting of silent and chivalry, and we can't seem to think that the person of the Holy Family was here to marry me with a for my Zaki Chilo. They couldn't be Chile, but I'm Zaki Chile more at all. So Asha says, well, you're done, my question. Asha was the shame to say he doesn't understand this anymore. Many times, Asha was the same, he doesn't understand. Because why would we want to say, that's a kasha again to my mother, because my mother said, I was supposed to be very kosher. Bikuye, that so, that's a kashi. But the man who's actually shaving was able to say, so what's the kashi is in Malode? Does Malode say anything can change? So Rashi says, he doesn't understand it. The Amina my kushi, the right to the basis. By backing the shave off the rocket, the shave off the done by kushi. The shave on the other kushi. By hands up, the Zayin goes to Mahmasla Kuse. Shaving the kushi.
What is compassion?
that is a quality that is typical of a moral. Ahmadis, compassion emanates from a woman's womb, from uterus. It's a terrible quality. It's a terrible quality. And then, and Rosh Hashanah, so the Rechem is called Mother. It's called Mother. Here he must use Ashmachas, the Kamon, the Hill, Ashmachas, the other day, the Fish, the Fish, the Hill, the Pilate. Now, there's a piece of more, I skipped it, I mean, but in many texts, it appears. Mitalat Yahachim, Omar Zire, Roy Shomu. Now, this is a very important word. Roy Shomu is a clear indicator. If the lower jaw was removed from the skin, so I call it this Rashaumachah, because the Rosh mentions this Alochet in the name of the game. If the Rosh had that in his text, you would have to mention it in any game, you know. So obviously, the Rosh did not have it in his text. And it appears that Rashi doesn't have it in the text either. Rashi didn't say it either. Didn't say it either. It's not reasonable that Rashi didn't try to explain it. It's a very important thing. And there are a number of questions to a very kind of thing. Because we're not there, if you are here, so you know you can fail it. But if you're not there, certainly that's why it's on the inside. Right? But there are a number of positive who are failing on this thing. As a matter of fact, it has to do with the Sheikh Salama and the Sheikh Satu. Now, Nitoreim Shalom, no, Omar Abdele, Nitoreim Shalom, Nitoreim Shalom, Nitoreim Shalom, Nitoreim Shalom, Nitoreim Aber in the Hilfis, our unique and unwilling trade, when we say that people are here talking to Chico, only if it's possible for the baby to eat. If it doesn't have the lower jaw, how can you eat it? No, you can push food in, food, to unwilling a lot. But suppose the Lechia Tachim is removed in such a way that you can't even push in food, so the baby can't eat. The baby cannot eat. If the baby cannot eat, so then it's right. But the question is, but even when he sees how great is Shimon Chacham, so there's the kasha that he's raised by one person. Even when he sees, now, so, is it as the Rambam is thinking of the Ahim is concerned about it? So we have a character. What's the character? The character is because it's implied mention. The Mishnah says, you need to have a tachti. Shema, it implies, so it's like, okay. But here, it's not implied in the Mishnah anyway. The Mishnah just says, you need to have a tachti shema. But Mishnah doesn't mention in many places that Nita Lechia Tachtim, the real Lichis, it's impossible to feed the baby for Hamroye, and for Nita and Hamroye. So it's right. So in all the Hesi, how great is Shimon Chacham? Thank you.
Trefos by the Russian Shiva Yudal, Pior Hitov Shimon Bob, May 20th, 1986, on Tuesday.
Now I mentioned that I'll discuss the meaning of the Giosa, I mean, most of Shimon Giosa, what the Shimon said in the beginning, one song is very different as the Yudal Boy, but I want to cover more and then discuss. Little Asia. Now, we left off with roots of the shamanic that I remember. Husa means that out of fright, the wrong the long shriveled, so be the shamani share, be the other trend. Rashi, some call your yoksha. She dying thinking, Tamun and Dabin the nation. In the Shemayim, we can draw the Ra. In other words, he heard the thunder, some lightning, so he came so frightened. So the monks shivered. Since it was the Shemayim, so Mele is destined to restore back, you know, to its normal shape. But if it's the other, then there's an injury. So then it's not destined to be restored back to its normal shape. So, with the other type, Rav Shimon was only happy to collaborate by other hands. So he put Rav Shimon was a relationship. In other words, he applies to the Reish. The Reish said the Shemayim Sheva, Rav Shimon also says, Rav Shimon says, not only the Shemayim, but if, let's say, the lungs of the Behemah shriveled because she heard the groaning of the lion, so it's all such a thing. And it's a good one. Oh, yeah, Seifa koi, a lahoma. Seifa says that if it was violent, if the lung shriveled because of the fright that was caused by the other, so then it's painful. So then it's labor, so he says, even if it was caused by an arrow. So it's also Tosha. And yeah, most of the other traitor, Shimon was only a rabbi, they call a priest traitor. So we see that it applies to the, it relates to the same thing, and it's the home. So, now we ask him like an account. So according to an account, only if it's a chus of the other. But if it's a chus of the Abdias, it's not right. Whereas the Shino also holds, even a chus of the Abdias animals, it's also right. The Yodim should be suddenly had the body. Also showed in the Droshe. Now these men were Hefka. He found them in Midbar. So we didn't know where he actually is or not. Omole, it's not a retreat. We don't know how to retreat as a result of the fight caused by Ishmael or as a result of the fight caused or caused by the other. Amole, there's a way to test it. The kaite, if it's the summer, so take the lungs and put them, take mishich lechidre, an earthenware vessel that is white, umalina maya kira, and fill it up with cold water in the summer. Van chino meizeis, and let the lungs stay in that water for 24 hours. He had one barrier and the Ishaman. If it's restored to normalcy, so it's a barrier that the shriveling was the Ishaman. And if it's winter, the city, ice and mishich was shahumi. So then we'll take a black earthenware vessel, umalina maya pshura, and fill it up with lukewarm water. The Amchim says, he had the boring shale, he loved flavor. He shifted the red, so the Chayas Lava, Shkimesh Chayas, the Yitzanis for Kach, the Bunnies, so they're going to cool so quickly, as white, the Russian Eri, so the first Russian is, in other words, the Tribune means white, and Shchime means black, according to the second Russian. So Shchime means apple, and Chidre means earthen. Habludo, if the hide was removed. If it was flayed, completely flayed, the day. Tana Rabbanon, Hagluto, Rabbeya Machshir, Bachachom Hukeisrin, Uchtohei, Deleza Sakra, Mirch, Mirch, Gode, Ala Hagluto, Shetsulo, Omar Abshim Malozo, Choza Beret Neyer, Michal de Abshim Malozo, Tolit Rabbeya Bihude. So in other words, Shinozo says that Meir was crazy. He conceded at the end. But so it implies that originally he held his chair, then later on he conceded to the Chacham. But Anyon, Rav Shinozo, Lenech Leku, that Meir was Chacham, in Rav Udo Shetsulo. So that means that Rav Shinozo said there was never a machlekes between Rav Meir and Chacham. So there was not a moment when Rav Meir held the good of Yishev. For hey, Rav Yishev, Meishtov, Bidai, Vasem, Lepi, Rav Akide, Yishevotav, Rav Yishev, Tzulam, Mishtav, Rav Yishev, Akshev, but if a little bit of air is left, so then Yishev, but anyway, so it's mentioned here in the Braise, that Rav Shimurozo said that Rav Meir was never chedek on the Chachamim, and he only said that he conceded, that Rav Meir conceded the Chachamim. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok Mal Nechliku, Leomad Rav Meir Machlekosei, so Nechliku doesn't mean he never was chedek, but he didn't maintain his shiteh. ומקום החדור אחר נתקל את פרק הבאסם מייחר פסומי ומשתהי בגיסר ואיזה שיעור הוא בא להלוכון עוד אמר את משתהי בגיסר הקשיר היכר ונדמי Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Pnei Hashem Rekure. It doesn't mean that in any place, if the hive remains in any place of the organism, so it's Sheva. Only if in any place and the spine, they remain the hive. He said, but suppose the spine and didn't remain, not in Kisela, but just the other part of the organism. Kisela, then it's okay. If we cook in the Chimitzar of Lava, Kisela, or if you love the Chapsela, Alpnei Hashem Rekule. Question is this. Suppose we have a small strip of hide on the Shekhar, but it's not circular in the size of the cellar. But it's a thin strip. It's a relatively little longer, but very, very narrow. So as far as the area is concerned, it is equal to the area of a cell. But it's not a cell. It's a very thin, very thin. So in total, it has the same area. So is it kshiro or it's not kshiro? יורבי קודם מצלה וכיסר את דלכי לחצור את נשע לקום לתור שמע דיברות הנוראים שני שמואל בידי חב כיסר לה על פני כל השטר כולו so it has to have the רחב of Isela but if it's very long but the רחב is much less than the diameter of Isela so then it's not clear יוריך, על פי כל עירה של הריקות וכחות, ומה יצא לקום עד מסתף ישראל, כי היא משהו יסעוד לה וכיסה לה. רבי אלה אחון אומר, ראשי פרוקים, that it has to have כיסה לה and the joints. You know where you have the joints. There it has to be head height. not many other places. Rabbi Eliezer ben Antinus, Mishra Rabbi Rabbi Yanaim and Mekim Figurei, that there has to be an intact piece of height at the neighboring place, but Boyer Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yanaim and Mishmuel, Mita Mekim Hashem, Rabbi Kulei Kalim, suppose at this point, so the whole height was taken off. But on the rest of the group, it remained. Is it chair there? Mitau became tabure, mikulei kayom. Suppose in the spot of the navel, so the height was taken off, but in the rest of the group, it's kayom. Or suppose mitoloshikok in the place of the joints, it was taken off, but in the rest of the group, it's kayom, my take on. Omar Rab, Kolaeo Kulei, Matil Big Mudo, was a letter to the Ash. In Tabula, I think he saw a ship of the whole church, or you saw about it, it's a shoit by Yera. Whenever you have the junctures of the joints, so there he has to have the hand. As I say, I'm going to see a kisela for a kulei, but if I'm going to see mala ruho bio khize kole kole kad musao una dece o ma ra kole yo kule i matsu bi lugano na do e tinde ze shio e venen to fight and so then it is matzah the good or the mikamfeide, which may be some power says, but suppose the height that his mane is intact is on the hoof spot. So that's not matzah. The Rabbechen no matlea be some power says, name matzah, which may be some power say, koya puli koya mishtayahu, isau malahu, koya puli koya kadmutso. Kutz mir bis a paar sich nab kumato, la vien di shura. Boi mir ihr was mir dichen, ihr bis a paar sich mau, schi jatsi und bin guto. Was it all there bis a paar sich, wo der ist mati mit dir, so wir denken, wir haben kein Lomle Matias, da dichen sie. Omele, le neutzen, rabbein, le yushe, sind schoren, ihr bis a paar sich, that's in regard Akeditume. So, when Bosor is mitame, so in other words, what's in Bela? So Bosor in Bela is mitame. How about the height of the Bela? Is it mitame or not? So we say, evolutionary saying keeps on. So these are considered, these areas are considered as boso, and among the areas that are considered as boso, so that they can be mitami to mesmidele, is mentioned here with a parsis. So what do we see from that here with a parsis, the Halishan boso? It is a Halishan boso, so it shouldn't be matzah bigode, because only height as such is matzah bigode, but not boso. Boso is not matzah bigode. So why do you say that it is matzil? So Rabbi Yechanan said to him, Omalei al takritein hi shebeloshi yofid anishin, he said, don't upset me, because this halacha that is mentioned, that here this apalsis is a halishen boso, and mitami tumas nedele represents the view of Rav Shimon, but the Rabbonon Achelik, and they hold that here this apalsis does not have a thing of Dosso. Itanye, words of Shinet. Actually, the people say what that's in regard to people and Machshedes, who's been Kene. People means Machshedes with his money. In Kochi, there are three types of Machshedes. Or if you want, you can say four types of Machshedes. That's the question. One is Machsheves Pidum. What does Machsheves Pidum mean? Machsheves Pidum means if somebody shares with him, then behind he thinks or says, it's Machlekes. It's Machlekes. Rashi in the Rambam. So, according to Rashi, just in thought, not verbalized, is nothing. But according to the Rambam, even if it's not verbalized, it also passes. So, and he's Mechashi, at the time of the Shkite, that he would eat it, chutz lizman. Let's say, Shlomi is the Chalish, Neyom, the Lalecha. So he'll think, or he'll say, that he'll add it beyond the Shiyam Lala. Let's say, Adakabam is on the Echel Yevalai, and at the time when the Shech would see the Chathos, it would be the Chashe that you eat it beyond the Yevalai, beyond the Yevalai. So that's Machshebes Pidum. Then there is Machshebes Chusum Kevi. Chusum Kevi means, now let's say, Kochi Kochi. Am Lechal Omni Gazor, not Chutz Lazor. Suppose he shechts the Kochi Kochi, or he's there in the dam of the Kochi Kochi, and he couples it with the Machshove, or with the statement called Rashi, that he will eat Chutz Lazor, or he shechts or he's there in the dam of Shlomi, Kochi Kali, and that is Nechal called here in the Kalahi, and he's Machashe, that he will eat Chutz Lazor, Chutz Lazor. So then it's Machshava Chusum Kevi. So it becomes possible. And of course, that also becomes possible. But people is not only becomes possible. If somebody eats the people, so it's Chayv Kores. If he has a Machshava Chusum Kevi, he himself becomes possible. But if he eats it, he is not Chayv Kores. Then there is the Machshaves of Shalom Mishmo. But Machshaves Shalom Mishmo itself is of two types. Either Shin Bailey or Shin Kevi. Or Shin Kedesh. In other words, he shechts a chatos, and he's Mechashi, that it's an eil. It's an eil. Or Shin Bailey. In other words, he's Makri, the Korn of Ruvain, and he's Mechashi, that it's the Korn of Shimon. So then it comes possible. So the question is like this: Hashirei Tesayu, Alakri, Kazayis, Meir Shota Hasayi. Chusum Kene is possible, the Eidbeid Kores. So suppose he shats the Eilor in the Machshove to be Maktir, the Kazayis, from the air that is beneath the tail. So that he cried out, Chusum Kene is possible, the Eidbeid Kores, but it is Mechashik to do it to be Maktir, the Swiss money. So people in the Chayobim all of Korah, Elezer ben Yehudi Shibles, Olam Mishum Rav Yaakov, the Chayobim Rav Shimon ben Yehudi Yishkvar Yikes, Eina Mishum Rav Shimon Betz Rav Shimon, Echadei Abis Apal says, Vechadei Ori Shalei Yel Arach, Yechadei Shal Tachat Zahaye, Vichol Moshimon Chachom Nikabi Tume, Eru Yishir Yiseu Kipsorom, So that means that Abis Apal says, as a dinon bosa or let's hear Rashi. The Yishay said, if so many time, 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 Shalat Pesach Palsis does not have been on Kosovo Rekon Tarekame. The Pshina holds that the Meir Tarekha Palsis, Pesach Palsis, that in Kosovo, who the Kame Tame, as does I look to the Kom Shinish from Nasrach and Menu, who the actor in the Rekon Timachalos in Kosovo in the Kores, they come into Kosovo in Shah from Nasrach, who act and Menu, who do my people in the Kores, they come up to the Kil Kosovo, who we call up Kelion, which has changed his walk in the Shetakas, as soon as Kahu believes to come after the Kolosi, כי בוסו הוא באילו שכו לכל ילוי בוסו מחשב הסחילה אלא מחשב הסחתורה כדלס פעם יחז בסמה יעבר ראיתי כל מה שיכול מה שמרחום אם יהיה את קבליץ כי בוסו זו רבשים ממני שנסיע ביסה פרסיס that he has eaten of boso. So mainly that the halishim boso. So it's nitzu kol machshav esachel osei kiposo. The hobby says the whole shemana chacham darutim eilu shows in psalm. So that includes eya beisapeishes. That means the area that covers the genitals of the baby. Chutzim kene is posel. Anyway, so it's here it's mentioned that according to Rav Shimon, so they are this apas is halishim boso, but the kame is chilei, and we don't ask like Rav Shimon. Lovi of this a big on far far of this a big in the lobby, else a bad day chaplain, and so only in the lishim in Kam, chutz mize, a rasholu, why is it mentioned a rasholu? Because he is only ill, because we are talking here of an eloh. An eloh is zocher, so he couldn't have the figures. In holy then in shalom is chorim, v'isabeches v'isarechem shalom keivon. The eloh traitor the eloh. Now this Mishnah discusses the trait of the birth and the power. Nikua Sabeishet, Upsuka Sagal Geres, Hikso Chubu Alveisho Mokim Sheikh Selim Sokrepo. Suppose a weasel struck the bird on its head in the place where it becomes a trepo. Nikabaku Kevin, the gizzard now, in the Hene, they are forced on. Forced on us. I mean, first, from the esophagus, the food gets into the rumen, into the carcass, and then from the carcass, it goes into the second stomach, the esophagus, the reticulum, and then from the second stomach, the food goes down into the third stomach, the hemisphere, the anus, and then from the third stomach, the food goes down into the fourth stomach, into the cave or the mole. So awesome. In the bird, in fowl, they are usually two stomachs. Not always. There are certain fowls that only have one stomach. But usually, in the fowl, there are two stomachs. There is the corcovore. And the zephek, the corcovore is called in English gizzard, and the zephek is called in English crab. There are certain fowls that don't have a zephek. Let's say, a goose doesn't have a crab over. So, but usually they have two stomachs in a fowl, the corcovore and the zephek. So, nikava corcovore in the gizzard was perforated, so the fowl is drained. Mikvadakim, the intestines were perforated, so it's drained. And not for a year, suppose the fowl fell into the fire, then the nechmel in the air, and the intestines became scorched. In the lake, so suppose it fell in the forest, it's a bit. But the intestines, so managed to become scorched, and that yes, 3 seconds. So in the looking soon it became green. So it's trained in Abun if it's red, so it came. Dorso the door for the K-cell. Now here it doesn't mean dorso, like dorso that is mentioned in connection with Bane. When the Mishnah mentioned dorso in connection with Bane, and whenever the Gemara mentions dorsal connection to Eile, it means dorsal clawed by a lion, I mean by a beast that has an eres, I mean, that is capable, you know, of puncturing, you know, internal organs by means of blood. But here, dorsal, other than other, if a person tried to come, of the door for the K-cell, or you shall not. So, in other words, was hit against the wall that the fowl, or you shall not touch for the hemo, you can be hemo, hit it, and it's still in faceses, and still is able before the Shrite to jerk, to show movement. So Vishwasana is ways, and it survived 24 hours, and then Ishokta is Kshela. In other words, if it lived for 24 hours before the Shrite, and after the Shrite, it showed locomotion, movement, jerking, so it's Kshela. Then the Gemara says that in addition, we have to inspect the two, otherwise not. We have to obey. Now let's see the Rashi. If a weasel hits it on the head of the fowl, we should return him walking chains in the favor of the kids at home to retain the territory beneath the reds and the lonely kids at home to the moon they come on the shall mind because there is a loche in a waterfowl like a goose. A waterfowl like a goose. So even if the membrane of the neyach is not perforated, but just the bone is sneak up, so it's breaking, it's breaking. So one could argue that any foul, even if it's misbalance and any fracture, without a perforation in the membrane, so it's breaking. It's breaking. So Kamash will know, it's all in the end. The thing that I'm just going to put on the Kambuk Shaman, if attacking, why does he have to tell us at all? It's mentioned that Nikva Dakin by the Hindus, right? So, the Nikva Dakin is really the boiling in Sne, say the Gabi Lushir is your to the Neo, the Loinik, the Lake in the Ipsha, he was in Muet, Titoi, Bilitiel, the Hude, Hixo Hudal Reisha, Rachin, Kivas Om, Hixo Mosh Chesob, is in our name, Hixo, it's not, the weasel hit it, and its head. What it mean? How did they do it with its teeth? How did he hear it with its teeth? Noshritza, Vishnella, Dil Biyadam Rinon, Lil Vishtuso, Yehuda Benitez, because if the Chuta did it with the Yad, so then there is a meaning of Tuso, Yehuda Benitez, holding the whole Mikret Bo, Nechmeo, in that way it was scorched, as a result of being scorched. So the appearance changed, it became green, before it became more, in other words, because the cool came, the gizzard, is usually red in a cow. So the male is red. So if as a result of falling into the fire, he changed from red to green, so then it's great. But the intestines in a cow are usually green. So then only they become red. So when the Mishnah says in Yehukim Psulim, so the Mishnah is reference to those internals of the fowl that are normally red. But those internals that are normally green, on the contrary, so are doing so. But if they remain red, the lady Kokamon, which are normally red, shall be stand marital and say, she will, those of the rabbis, before the case, if it's after demo, if you may have some problem, she gets given the bank of Hesses, in so some is ace, we shall have to be shave off, who dig it by it, in the kingdom, they feel peace. Let's say for the love is shame on you.